For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Here's WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather. Although this morning will begin rather tranquil, and although the clouds will not look especially thick for a while, there is rain on the way. A strong cold front lies this morning from central Wisconsin southward to east Texas. Along and behind it, there is rain, and right along the front, there are even thunderstorms. As a result, we expect rain to break out across our area about midday or early this afternoon and last much of the time, if not all of the time, into late tonight. Looks like we should get a good thorough soaking. Behind the front, blustery cold northwest winds will probably bring us some of the chilliest weather of the fall season so far, tomorrow afternoon through Sunday. During that time, there'll be a couple of sprinkles around and, yes, even snow flurries. We want to emphasize we don't look for a snowstorm. There probably won't even be any accumulation. But we do appear to have a shot at some flurries. Again, that's late tomorrow or tomorrow night. The thing to keep in mind about today, though, is that it's going to rain this afternoon and this evening. Now here's WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Mostly cloudy today, rain arriving about midday and continuing into tonight. Some of the rain will be heavy and there might be a thunderstorm. High today 64, low night 39. Tomorrow, windy and cold with a couple of showers and even snowstorms by late in the day. Temperatures tomorrow mainly in the 40s. Sunday, partial sunshine and chilly, the high near 50. This is WAKY meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
WAKY, it's cloudy and 54 degrees.
See, Andrew,
Friday. Yes, William, what's wrong?
I am deeply troubled this morning.
You're dancing around in there.
I am concerned about the welfare of our youth today.
You're concerned about the
welfare? Seems that far too many people have given up on them. They care not what happens to them. Well, I care, Mr. Yeadon. I do indeed care.
The Duke of Louisville cares.
In the shade of the old apple tree. Oh, the love in your eyes I could see. There's something else I'm concerned about, Major.
Please share with us. What is the Duke of Louisville concerned about?
We don't hear those great old songs enough anymore.
I think we know the
reason. The shade of the old apple tree. One of my all-time favorites.
One of your all-time favorites.
And why don't we hear these old songs any longer?
The fact that we don't hear them should tell you something.
That's because program directors around the country know absolutely nothing about the quality of music.
No, William. The music we're playing is a reflection of what people like.
Are you kidding me, Major?
No, William. I'm not kidding you.
It means, then, that this country of ours is inhabited by... How many people do we have in the country?
I don't know. We have many, many people.
Okay, millions?
Yes, billions, probably.
This country is made up of millions of people, all with tin ears.
Just because they don't like in the shade of the old apple tree?
And there are many others, Mr. Yeadon, that should be heard once again, especially by our young people.
I'm sure.
There's an old spinning wheel in the parlor. Remember that one, Reed?
No, I don't remember that one, William.
I don't either.
Hey, I want to play one of my favorites this morning. Is that okay with you?
Whatever.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be somebody out there say he can't get away with that. Hey, I'll get away with it, all right.
Duke of Louisville.
You don't want to give me any trouble, because I'm the kind of guy that gets a kick out of giving somebody a kick. You got that?
We got it, William.
Desperado. It's done by the Eagles. You ought to hear my cousin, Becky Good, sing that song. You ought to hear Becky Good's cousin, me, sing that song. Oh, boy. It's 7:12, 12 minutes after 7 at WAKY. In just a couple of minutes now, we're going to be calling out one of those lucky sweepstakes numbers, so get your numbers out where you can see them. We want a winner this morning and no fooling around. Guess what we're going to have at Lakeview Condominiums? We're going to have a party. That's right. A party. You can enjoy a picnic lunch with hot dogs, baked beans, and all the extras as a guest of Lakeview Condominiums at 1815 Gardner Lane. You'll have an opportunity to meet Jack and his friend Steve Williams, the ventriloquist seen on TV Channel 32, who works with Mr. Hutt, the talking manhole cover.
who will introduce Jack and visit with our neighbors throughout the afternoon. Attend our magic show by Paul Musselman. Enjoy the Frisbee contest, and each guest, you included, will receive a Frisbee and balloons. John Johnson, attorney at law with Nutt and Yan Attorneys, will be here to answer your questions pertaining to ownership of condominiums. Visit Lakeview's beautifully decorated models and have our sales personnel point out the many advantages of owning a condominium at Lakeview and all the amenities available. And also, register for a Sony Color TV at the sales office. We're going to give it away through a drawing on the 10th day of November. That's Lakeview Condominiums, 1815 Gardner Lane. And, of course, that picnic lunch, once again, will be held on October 26th. The rain date is the second day of November, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Now let's check with Mr. Yaden and find out if any problems are developing in traffic. What's happening, Major Yaden?
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Yaden!
Right with you, William.
What are you up to, anyway?
I was typing, and I was also getting in some information, as was Mr. McQuaig.
And you were also feeding your face!
Well, I was doing that a couple of moments ago.
Mr. Yaden.
Getting a little iced tea here.
You and I are going to have to reduce our calorie intake, you
agreed.
Know that, pal?
Agreed.
Yeah, because both of us are putting on a little more weight than we need, pal.
Agreed.
Get around.
Agreed.
Okay. All right.
We're going to have a good week next week, aren't we, William?
Are we?
Our ship is coming in.
Yeah, well, first I want to find out what the price is going to be before we start talking about tying up at the dock, man.
Hey, turn around.
Huh? Oh, you want to bet?
It better be.
Somebody's going to figure out some way to make some money on this.
It better be.
I'm not the kind of guy that can be suckered into a deal like that.
It better be, or the deal is off.
That's right, it's off. No deal at all, man. If we're talking about big bucks, no deal.
Talking about any bucks.
Hey, what's happening on the expressways?
At the moment, William, things appear to be running pretty much normal. That's not to say there are no delays. It's to say the delays that are there are about the normal length. We had a caller from Pleasure Ridge Park saying it's raining very heavy out there right now. And possibly that rain will be spreading across the city and county. We'll watch it and see. It is 17 minutes after 7 as we take a look at top stories we're following here in the WAKY newsroom. The Consumer Price Index due out at 9 o'clock this morning. Expected to continue to show double-digit inflation. Ronald Reagan to be talking about the economy tonight in a nationally broadcast address. President Carter begins a 3-day campaign swing. Iran says it may have to ration home heating oil. Federal prosecutors are asking that special grand jury in Lexington to return indictments before the 13th day of December. And inspections are underway in all Jefferson County schools to locate and mark all gas lines and gas valves, and to familiarize those in charge of the school with them. We'll cover these stories in detail at half past the hour. Our AccuWeather for today, cloudy this morning, will give way to showers and thundershowers about midday. With a high today of 64, some of the rain could be heavy, down to 39 tonight. For tomorrow afternoon, we'll see a high no more than the high 40s. Very chilly weekend ahead.
Yeah, man.
At WAKY, it's cloudy, 54 degrees.
Are you ready? I told you to get out your lucky numbers. Here we go now. The latest happiness is here again. Sweepstakes number is XGQ322. Now, if that's one of your numbers, call 571-WAKY now, and you'll win a 1981 Chevette. The number again is X as in X-ray, G as in golly, and Q as in quack. XGQ322. You've got an hour from now to call the happiness number at 571-WAKY to win. That's our man, Neil Diamond. 21 minutes after 7, 721 at WAKY. Good morning. You know, there's a big difference in being efficient and being officious. You know the difference? There's a big difference. Now, we like efficient people. They're always an asset to a company. Officious? I don't think so. Officious people are overbearing, and they're boorish. And we've got one or two of them working around here. And I want you people to know one thing right now. I don't want nothing to do with you. So just stay away from me, all right? Just remember this. I got lots of friends out there. Some of them hit people. You could get yourself hurt. So don't make life miserable for me. Do I make myself clear? Well, then let me ask you this question. Where do you buy your groceries? You buy your groceries at Buy Low? Well, if you do, you're paying the lowest price in town. That's right. Buy Low offers you the lowest state total every day. Now, every time we have had a market basket check in this town, who ends up with the lowest price? The lowest state total? Buy Low. Of course. Buy Low is the store that calls themselves your purchasing agent. That's right. They go out there and they do business with these wholesalers, these producers and packagers of foodstuffs, distributors, and they get the lowest price they possibly can, not so they can enjoy a greater profit, but so they can pass along lower prices to you. But they unconditionally guarantee the quality of everything they sell. You still get to choose from your favorite brands. You simply pay a lower price for them, that's all. Buy Low, Dixie Highway at Kmart, Hikes Point at Kmart, and Raceland Mall, which is at Bardstown Road and Fagan Bush Lane. And Kat is correct. That's right. It's real expensive, Kat. 24 minutes after 7 at WAKY.
At Airway, we give you our best.
Well, at one time when we played a song like this, well, this was many years back, we would refer to it as the ladies' choice. I think this is everybody's choice. Barbra Streisand with Woman in Love. Barbra Streisand. 28 and one half minutes after 7 o'clock, the time at WAKY. 28 and one half minutes after 7, the temperature I think is still 51. I'll have to check on that. We know that the high today... I beg your pardon?
5-4.
5-4? It's going up 3 degrees? What the heck is going... Yeah, I know it's raining. We're getting all kinds of reports of rain out in the South End and Shively, Dixie Highway.
The more you use long distance...
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to repeat a special offer that was made on this program earlier. The Reverend William W. Bailey of the Church of the Open Door has authored 3 new books, and they're yours free for the asking. No one will call you on the telephone. No one will knock on your door. William W. Bailey, minister for our times, who has spoken out on numerous occasions across the world of the world tomorrow. This is a minister who has reached out, who has cared and has served for more than 25 years and has led soul-winning campaigns in 40 of the 50 states. For the next 5 days, you can see the Reverend as he lashes out at perversions and gambling. You can hear him speak out with authority on such subjects as alcoholism and the breakdown of a family unit in America. And listen as he speaks with compassion of the trials that are today facing our young people. At the conclusion of each sermon, a love offering will be taken.
Yeah! Brandy, Looking Glass. 7:41, 19 minutes before 8, the time at WAKY. Yeah, it's raining now in the downtown area. We've also received calls from the Shively area, all areas of Dixie Highway. I imagine we're getting rain in most areas of Kentuckiana right now. Like, I want you to make sure you get over to Gaston's Furniture Stores, any one of the 3, or all 3, and register for the $500 in merchandise that we'll give away on the last Friday of this month. Right here on the program, we'll have conduct our drawing. We'll have our drawing, and then we'll see who comes up the winner of the $500 in merchandise from Gaston's Furniture Stores. Now, these people are into volume selling. This is something new with them. What they did was cut their prices down even lower than they were before. Now, there was a time when we said, you won't find the same quality for less money anywhere else in town, and that was a fact. Now, those prices on the same furniture items are even lower. They call it volume selling. Now, what they have to do is sell more merchandise to make it work. And we need your cooperation. No, we're not going to ask you to walk in there blindfolded and say, give me one of each. What we want you to do is see what we have to offer. And then make up your own mind. Now, we've got some fine quality and some super low prices, too. Okay, here's a dining room set. It's maple or pine. Solid wood, maple or pine, a table and 6 chairs, starting in price at $238. Yeah, man, You know, you can go to some places and pay $238 for a single chair. Here you get six chairs and a table, solid pine or maple, for as low as $238. You go into any one of the Gastons and look around and make sure you register for the $500 in merchandise. There are three locations in downtown Shepherdsville, just off I-65, 9402 National Turnpike, and 10509 Dixie Highway. Of course, you can register at all three locations, and that will enhance your chance of winning.
Hello, and welcome to Earler.
Like having your cake and ice cream, too.
Oh, I like that.
Earler's bakery stores open at 7 a.m.
The Alpha and the Omega here, once again, giving you the latest happiness, is here again, sweepstakes number. That number is XGQ322. Now, if that number appears on your sweepstakes brochure, it's good for a 1981 Chevette. There's still time for you to telephone 571-WAKY to claim your prize. XGQ322 is this hour's winning number on WAKY. Daryl Hall and John Oates. 7:48, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, the time at WAKY. Yeah, we're getting some rain, pretty heavy too in the downtown area. What's happening on the expressways, Mr. Yaden? I imagine we've got problems being created by the rainfall, starting, wet driving surfaces.
Starting to slow down, William.
Well, good. I-60 should be.
I-65 northbound at Grade Lane, a two-car accident. Traffic is backed up to Fern Valley Road. We have a call in now. The rain has spread into the Okolona area. It is not raining at this time at last check in Middletown, but it is heading in that direction. So that'll give you an idea of how much of the city and county is receiving rain right now. Most areas are. 400 block of East Main, you could encounter some delays. A small fire at Louisville Bedding in the ductwork. Firemen have a couple of pieces of equipment still there. Accidents also at Douglas Boulevard and Bardstown Road, Eastern Parkway and Bradley. Plan on your trip beginning now to run a little bit slower than normal. Traffic report, a service of Gann's Furniture Factory.
Buy the factory direct way at Gann's Furniture Factory, 1800 Portland Avenue, and save on their offer of 12 months with no finance charge.
Let's take a look at some of the stories we're following at 10 minutes before 8 here in the WAKY newsroom. In Kentucky, some good news about food prices. After 3 months of steep increases, last month, food prices dropped slightly, according to the Kentucky Farm Bureau's monthly food price survey. Ronald Reagan to be on national TV tonight while Jimmy Carter kicks off a three-day campaign swing. Then both men will begin preparing for their debate to be held next week. Iran says it may have to start rationing home heating oil. A debate in the UN on the Middle East situation with the United States condemning actions by the Iraqis. Efforts underway in the county schools to identify all main and secondary gas line shutoff valves in the wake of that explosion at a high school in northern Kentucky. We'll be taking a look at these stories in more detail at the top of the hour. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms during the day, and some of the rain could be heavy. High today will be 64, a low tonight of 39, and much cooler tomorrow, maybe even a snow flurry or two. WAKY, it's raining in the downtown area. It's 54 degrees.
Hey, Jenkins.
That's what makes Field Country Sausage so special. Look for the bright 1 or 2 pound rolls in a store near you and wake up your family to its appetite-pleasing flavor soon.
Dear Abby, I used to be one of those married men whose wives would write to you complaining that their husbands would stop at bars after work and come home anywhere from 1 to 3 hours late for dinner. No more. Here's how I was cured. I recently phoned my wife from a bar to tell her I was detained at the office and would be home in 20 minutes. I was already 2 hours late. Before I could say a word, I heard my wife's voice in a calm and perfectly modulated tone say, "When and if you decide to come home, you will find your dinner in the oven. I have left. Please do not try to find me, because I have had it. And by the way, George, go to hell. This is a recording." Well, I rushed home frantic. The house was dark, and my wife's car was nowhere to be seen. When I went into our bedroom, I found my wife in bed. That was no recording. It was live. The missing car, she had parked it around the corner to prolong my agony. But next time, she warned, it might be for real. Signed, George. Well, here's one story, at least, that has a happy ending. George, You're a disgrace to American manhood, clown.
Mainly in the 40s. Sunday, partly sunny and still chilly, the high near 50. This is WAKY meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
WAKY, rain 54 degrees.
Man, I am strapped in here this morning, like every morning as of late. I just don't have a moment to call my own anymore. I'm fearful that I'm losing control, Major.
I
recall the words of that great British leader, Sir Winston Churchill. There is nothing to thou but thou and thou. And I'm fearful of nothing, really. Is everything all right with you?
Fine, William.
How is Slick McQuaig?
He's busy today.
We're getting a little rain out here on the mall.
Indeed we are.
I ought to clean up the air.
Wet day ahead.
Yeah, I'm afraid this is going to be lasting throughout the day. At least that's the word from the good Dr. Joe Sobel. And there's going to be a real change in meteorological conditions tomorrow when our high reading will be somewhere in the 40s. Yes, sir. I'm afraid we're in for it, Mr. Yeaton.
We couldn't wait.
And you'll come back for more.
Guys, let me ask you a question. How would you like to look like your Duke of Louisville? You wouldn't like that. Oh. How would you like to look like you've just been struck by a garbage truck? Now, I tell you what I want you to do. No, I'm not saying you want to look like me. What you want to look like is your very best. That's what you want to look like. And that's a job for command performance. You go to command performance. Now, let them give you the works, okay? First time around, maybe every time around, because you'll enjoy it. Hey, this is royal treatment we're talking about. Command performance. Let them shampoo your hair, put a conditioner in it, blow dry it, and then blow style it for you. And cut it, of course. Man, they'll do a job on you, male or female. And something about the interior of command performance. It's neutral. It's neither male nor female. Everybody feels comfortable at command performance. And they've got the very finest stylist in the city, no doubt. And good-looking people, too, fellas. Yes, indeed. Well, each and every one of these people are advertisements for the company. They've got to be attractive people, well-groomed themselves. Appointments are not necessary. Now, at one location, you can call in and make an appointment, but only at one location. That's the new Bashford Manor store. But they're not really necessary at either one of the stores because there are always plenty of stylists on hand waiting for you to come in and receive that royal treatment. That's Command Performance. Three locations, Plainview Shopping Center and Dixie Manor Shopping Center, and the newest location, Bashford Manor Shopping Center. That's Command Performance. All right, this is your last chance to win a 1981 Chevette. If Happiness Sweepstakes number XGQ322 is on your sweepstakes brochure, there's just a few minutes remaining for you to call 571-WAKY. That ticket number again is XGQ322. If you have it, call WAKY to win. I'll announce a new ticket number for a trip for two to any place in America in less than 20 minutes on WAKY. Stumbling in. 13 1/2 minutes after 8, the time at WAKY. Letter from a listener. Just received this one this morning. Dear Bill Bailey, I hate your stinking guts. Signed, a regular listener. Well, regular listener, in response, let me say this. I understand it's a great inconvenience. You're sitting down there at home and scripting a note to me like this. But I do appreciate your taking the time. But I do have a question. What gives you the right to say that my innards are odorous? Just who do you think you are, anyway?
We couldn't wait.
Fall racing starts Monday. First race, 1 p.m.
But I do want to take the time to say we appreciate each and every letter that we receive here on this program. You see, it's from your input that we are able to determine what kind of crap we put in this program. Mr. Yaden, are any problems developing out there?
Sorry you ask, William. Let's go to work and see if we can figure them out. 65 North Johnson County. We'll be covering these stories in detail at half past the hour. Our AccuWeather forecast sees the rain staying with us throughout the day into the evening hours, and it may be heavy at times. The high will be 64, then a low tonight 39. Tomorrow will be a blustery day, with a high not even reaching 50 degrees, and the chance of a few snow flurries. At WAKY, it is raining 54 degrees.
It is quite true that sometimes we may all find ourselves in the position of being jealous of someone else's success. But then there are times when we like to see others succeed. When we like the individual, like Larry Fraze, for example, over in Indiana at Fraze Archery. I'd like to see him do the biggest archery-type business in the world because he's such a nice guy and everybody likes him. So why don't you go over there and buy yourself a compound bow and kill something? No, shoot at targets, or go fishing. Sure, you can go fishing with your compound bow or your conventional bow or with your crossbow. They have the fishing reels. They have all kinds of things for the archer at Fraze Archery in Indiana. The largest stock of archery equipment south of the Mason-Dixon line. Or is it north of the Mason-Dixon line? North or south, east or west. Man, this guy's got archery equipment. Two warehouses stocked to the rafters. Now, I dare say there are a few things over there for the archer that even the seasoned archer like yourself might not recognize. That's right. He's got so many things over there. It is a very interesting place to visit. He's got a nice collection of hunting knives and pocket knives. He's got things in there that are not really related to archery, like muzzleloaders. And he also has the black powder. And that sells for $5.50 a pound. That's a buy right there. At Fraze Archery in Indiana. Now, to get there, get on 65 heading toward Indianapolis and stay on that road until you see exit 4. That's the Cementville-Clarksville exit. Take that one, hang a left on 31E, go 1 mile to Cooper's Lane, and that's where you'll find Fraze Archery in Indiana.
At 10th and Spring Streets in Jeffersonville.
The latest happiness is here again. Sweepstakes number is XAT456. Now, if that's one of your numbers, call 571-WAKY now, and you'll win a trip for two to any spot in the country. You pick the spot, and we'll pick up the tab and take along a friend. The number again is X as in X-Lax, A as in Acme, and T as in Terroristic Threatening. XAT456. You've got 1 hour from now to call the happiness number at 571-WAKY. An equal opportunity employer. 27 after 8, 827 at WAKY. Bill Bailey, a good morning. Now, look, I want to suggest something to you, and I want you to act on it as quickly as you possibly can to give these people a little time to put it together for you. Now, if there is someone in your life that is very special to you, and we all have one or more persons that are special to us. If you want to have a piece of jewelry made expressly for that person, you can have it done by Charles A. Connor Manufacturing Jewelers in New Albany. Now, there is no reason in the world why you have to catch a plane and fly to New York and make your way by cab to Fifth Avenue to visit Tiffany's or Cartier's when the work that is done by Charles A. Connor Manufacturing Jewelers is comparable to the work that's done by Tiffany's or Cartier's. Now, for more than 10 years, this is the company that's been making the fine jewelry pieces that you find in the finest jewelry stores in Louisville, and the largest, too. Now, they have their own showroom, and that's located over in New Albany at Pearl and Spring Streets. Over 90% of what you see on display was made right there by their goldsmiths. And you can see them at work while you're browsing in the store. Now, if you have something in mind that you'd like to see realized, then take your plans on into Charles A. Connor Manufacturing Jewelers. But if you'd like to work with them at the drafting board to come up with an idea, they'll be happy to go along with that plan. Charles A. Connor Manufacturing Jewelers in New Albany. Their telephone number is 945-0237. Why don't you call ahead of time? Just to make sure that Mr. Connor himself is there to sit down and talk over your plans with you. 945-0237. New Albany at Pearl and Spring Street.
It's an eye-opening way to start your day at Burger Chef.
Yes, I know a place called Do I Did It. It ain't no town, it ain't no city. It's awfully small, but it's awfully pretty.
And that's what I like about the South.
Rain, 54 degrees.
I heard the lady say that the cattle market is depressed. I can understand that, Mr. Yadin. Consider, if you were a cow and you knew them folks were just fattening you up to butcher you, I dare say you too would be depressed.
That's one way to look at it, William.
What's
that
wrong
is
with
not
you
what
this
the lady
morning?
Meant.
You're not suffering problems this morning, are you, sir?
No, I'm not.
If you are, I think there's help for you in the Courier-Journal, the newspaper that asks the question, why do the heathen rage? There's all kinds of good stuff in the paper this morning, Mr. Yadin. The comic strip's in there. Sports information is in there. Of course, there's all kinds of information you and I are not necessarily concerned with in this communist rag. But there is some beneficial articles in the newspaper this morning. I want you to start taking better care of yourself, Reed. You're looking a little peaked these days. Mr. Yadin and I are thinking seriously of getting hair transplants. Hey, I don't see anything wrong with that. I'd like to have that hair which I lost, I'd like to have it returned to my pate. You know what they do, don't you? They take it from back here and put it up here. And I got plenty of it back here. Why does it always fall out on the top or in the front and not on the back? It has something to do with circulation, I believe. I heard a guy, you know, I thought this out for myself once before. This was a long time ago. I think I spoke of it. I saw a guy on TV who had probably one of the most handsome manes of hair I've ever seen. And he was asked, how do you keep your hair looking so healthy? He said, I spend 30 minutes a day standing on my head to keep the blood circulating up to the scalp. You know, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I think it's a lack of blood circulation that causes a lot of people to lose their hair, as I have lost mine. Not much. I still have plenty of hair. But it wouldn't hurt me a bit if I had some added to it. Looks like we're in for a rainy day. It's no longer raining out here on the River City Mall, but it's due to start again at any time. So please, if you're in your vehicle, drive with caution. Oh.